KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, a Mexican and American restaurant open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Monday at 6433 Southeast Foster Road. Lunch was provided by an anonymous donor. Dinner was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, serving breakfast all day, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends, located on 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Good morning, good morning. It's just a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's good. And, you know, we are positively revolting, and I hope you are too. So, we are excited this morning. We are very excited to talk with Peter Linebaugh. He is a professor emeritus of history and the author of many, many books, including Stop Thief, The Commons, Enclosures, and Resistance, The Many-Headed Hydra, and his latest, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. It seemed a timely book to discuss here just 2 days before the 1st of May. So good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ani.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's sort of jump right to it. It's a long history, after all. May Day is traditionally celebrating and affirming life and the commons. It's also a day on which we focus attention on bloody history of the loss of the commons and the rise of capitalism, the struggle of the worker for the life affirmed. So, Peter, you write, May Day is about affirmation, the love of life, the start of spring. And so it has to be about the beginning of the end of the capitalist system of exploitation, oppression, misery, toil, and moil. And it seems like, you know, these two concepts are really interwoven. But I want to start at the beginning with a look at the commons and the celebration of May Day. So if we could look initially at what the commons were, and to an extent continue to be, but that traditional celebration, that bursting forth of life and the renewal of spring.
Yeah. What an excellent introduction and excellent summary of the two themes, life affirmed and life denied. So the green side or the affirmative side of May Day is cosmic. It has to do with the relationship of our part of the earth to the sun. That is, it's springtime. It's a time of, in agricultural societies, or the Neolithic age, it's a time of fertility, and thus a time of joy and celebration, of survival through another time of dearth, that is winter, traditionally. And so for thousands of years, this May Day, or this time of year, has been celebrated, and anthropologists and whatnot can tell us how it's celebrated in different parts of the world at different times. What we know in the history of European capitalism and European imperialism is that these affirmative side of life and of the commons was being repressed at the same time that the land was being privatized. Mm. So because the goal was to reduce the number of holidays, reduce the amount of time when people would live their life in their communities rather than working for landlords or the ruling class or making war. And so this happened in what the Europeans call the Renaissance, though it's hardly a rebirth. It's really, you know, now that I think about it, it's the installation of privatized land and endless work. These are the two sides, really, of capitalism at its birth. And these two sides remain with us. Hello?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
We're not entirely sure what just happened in the air booth, but I think that's the next show preparing.
Okay. Carry
on.
Please.
Sorry about that. In looking at those that renewal and the concepts, those twin concepts, it really seems as though for capitalism to advance, the commons had to be expropriated, as you write. That there's the loss of the commons was necessary in large part to really bring in to bring force to the point that one had to labor for another, for the ruling class.
Yes, that's here's an idea. The United States is a land of squares. It's basically, the squares.
All right.
You know, that is, you fly across this country and you look at straight lines. When you look down on this country, you see rectangles and squares.
Except for the odd crop circle, but okay.
Okay. Well, that'll have to be explained to me sometime.
Right.
But these squares and rectangles, they were a result of the surveys that the Founding Fathers did in 1795. This is the visual indication of the expropriated commons, or which in the United States they call, the bosses call it wilderness, though it's not wilderness at all. It's where people lived in a different relationship to the trees, the animals, and the earth. So, or you see straight lines of, you know, these straight arrow highways. So, as a land of squares, it means it's a land, you know, I sort of enjoy the word because, you know, back in the 50s anyway, squares meant somebody who was really out of it and who bought into capitalist modes of life.
That's what I thought you were talking about at first.
Yeah. Oh, good. So it's a play on words, but it's not just the two, they're related to one another.
Absolutely.
Yes. So... but what I would like to say about the earlier thing is that it doesn't have to be that way. And in fact, at one time, it wasn't that way. You know, when immigrants from Europe came to America in 1627, they put up a maypole and danced around it with gay people, runaway servants, runaway slaves, and especially with Native Americans. This was in Quincy Bay in Massachusetts. But the Puritans in Boston came down heavily upon them. And that's an important story that has been deliberately kept from us.
Absolutely. And you're talking about Merrymont, and this is actually where I wanted to go next. I'm happy that you've gone there. Let's talk about that, because I love history and I really have not ran across this before. And I would love for you to further explain what Merrymont was and who was there.
Yeah. Well, I described the different groups, and, you know, somewhat anachronistically, we can say it was multicultural, but I think in the spirit of May Day, we'd want to say they were fellow workers enjoying life. They drank, they danced, they penned the first poem ever written in English in North America, and its final couplet goes with the proclamation that the 1st of May at Merrymount shall be kept holy day. In other words, for them, it was a holy and sacred time of year that was quickly repressed by Cotton Mather and those whose vision of life was one of endless work, whose vision of the earth was one of scarcity. And this was the opposite of Thomas Morton. In fact, Thomas Morton wrote a book about the experience. Again, this is 1627, called The New Canaan. And I think we should look into this again, because it shows Nathaniel Hawthorne thought that this was a turning point, you know, in the destiny of America. One way led to slavery, privatization, and work. The other way led to forms of life affirmation, including cavorting and dancing with lots of different kinds of people. This story has to be discovered. You know, they're not going to tell it to you. And those things that we have to discover ourselves generally are the best, aren't they?
Yes.
Hopefully. You know, I worry that we're going to have a generation who doesn't even know what the commons mean. Here in Oregon, we had a little thing happen at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. I don't know if you're familiar with that, about some folks
took
it over because it's now public land. But they felt like they didn't have any access to it because it was public, and they're thinking if it's private, there will be more access for people to use it. They don't even understand what the commons mean.
The commons is not the same as public.
I know, and I'm just saying that it's what I'm worried about is, and I'm glad that you are bringing this out again, that folks don't even remember what the commons mean.
Yeah, well, it's a slippery term, Ani, and, you know, the mall is sometimes called the commons, or you find
right. These
real estate guarded communities called the commons. And they're basically privatized and often racist. No, the ancient commons has to do, I think, as you said in your lead-in, where the earth especially, but other means of subsistence as well, are enjoyed by, especially by those who need them, and enjoyed by, not by all, it's not a free-for-all, but by communities.
Right.
Will control their own. It's more like workers' control.
Right.
It's more like, I'm not sure how Native Americans, I'm just thinking now of Oregon, manage the salmon runs on your great rivers or...
Right. As I understand, and as happens, you know, fairly much around the world in indigenous cultures, there is a networking, but things were very localized and under direct control of the people living amongst and in that area, right? And there was a network of cooperation to manage large regions together. And manage is not exactly the right word here, but to live in relationship with that space, with that area.
Yeah. No, we need to find new words often to describe the new realities that we're building.
Right.
And sometimes the old words, you know, can be helpful in just suggesting another world, you know, like Estovers or Panage. All these things come out of the history of the agrarian commons in England. But I was thinking, you know, of May Day as well in this process. And May Day, as I said earlier, was a an obstruction to endless toil. It's a time of freedom. It's a time of play.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as that poem said, it's a time. It's a holy time. You know, it's more akin. Yeah, so it's a time to think about the earth, to think about our relationships, our deep relationships. But anyway, Haymarket as a workers' holiday.
Absolutely, came coming
about,
forward, yeah.
You know, partly with the mechanization of private land, because the McCormick Works in Chicago produced the mechanical reaper that basically gave the incredibly fertile and beautiful Midwest plains a buzz cut, you know, partly later responsible for the Dust Bowls.
Right.
But the workers had their wages cut by 15% in a company, McCormick, that had a profit rate of 71%. And they went on strike, and the police killed four of them. And in protest, the people of Chicago called for a meeting, a public assembly, to discuss it at Haymarket in 1886. And then on the 1st of May, a stick of dynamite was thrown, and then all hell broke loose. The sheriff said, lock them up and look up the law afterwards.
Right.
And then four people were hanged, August Spies and Albert Parsons, George Engel, and Adolf Fischer were hanged on November 1887. And that began the eight-hour movement. So putting some limit to endless work and some limit to the regimes of scarcity.
I want to continue on that theme in just a moment. I want to go ahead and invite Teresa onto the air to let us know how we're doing in our fundraising efforts. Peter, I think that you, I think I might have warned you. We are, in fact, a community radio station, and we are engaged in our membership drive. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Well, fundraising has been going pretty well this morning, and Peter Linebaugh has been on Democracy Now! Also, and so that's that same voice as
you
thought.
I love synchronicity.
And we have the book to offer you. And so by calling 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266, you can get a copy of The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. And we've got that for, let's see, you can get that for only $6.25 a month. That's the minimum suggested donation. I would say go for $10. What the heck? And give us a call, 877-500-5266, and get your own copy of this very poetic book. And a very, and you know, it's a handy size to carry around with you. Very inspiring. Jinka Soderberg is here.
An essential compendium of reflections on the glorious occasion of May 1st, the International May Day holiday. That's a $6.25 a month. You know, I want to just thank a few people. I want to thank Uma from Portland, renewing member, and Terry from Beaverton, a renewing member, and Elm from Albany. These are people who participated in this life affirmation here going on at KABOO, this network of cooperation that lives in relationship with the area where you live, as they're talking about in the show and as we are a part of here in community radio. So let's thank you next. We did make our goal for Democracy Now!, so thank you for everyone who gave during Democracy Now!. And we have a, what is it, $900 goal for this hour. So we know that we can do it with your support, whether you could do $10 or $20 a month. And I want to hear from some first-timers. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Jinka, you said it. It's life-affirming. I mean, we all get together and we actually do something about our world. We do something about moving towards a better world. I love that about KABOO. I love being able to come down here and participate in the pledge drive. We're at 20 Southeast 8th, which is just across from downtown on the southeast side on Burnside Street. You can find us pretty easily. You can come on in if you want to make a donation that way. Otherwise, I suggest you click kboo.fm or call us at 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266. I think you'll enjoy having the book. We have several copies that we are ready to hand out to you, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. The people who brought you the eight-hour day. Yeah, a very auspicious time just before this year's May Day. These are the people who decided to make a stand back then at Haymarket Square in Chicago and gave their lives for it. And this is something that spread across the world, 1886,
right?
86,
okay.
Yeah, so, hey, it's an anniversary. So this is 130 years. We're just getting started. 877-552-6666 is the number to call.
Time to support community radio. And we still have Amy Goodman tickets. $20 a month contribution will get you tickets to that sold-out appearance of Amy Goodman here in Portland on May 8th. That's a week from Sunday. So do your part for KBOO and get your tickets to Democracy Now, Amy Goodman, 877-500-5266. We do still have some of those left. But they are going fast. 877-500-5266.
And, you know, we don't accept contributions from the corporations who are trying to take away your eight-hour day, who are trying to take away any sort of time that you spend except in toil. And Moyle, we are a community radio station. We rely on your contributions, and we like it that way. It's much better.
It allows us to be independent. It allows us to be fiercely independent. Actually, it allows us to tell the truth from the bottom up. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You know why you listen, and you know why it's important. So just go ahead and take the action. 877-500-5266.
It's fun to be a part of actually moving forward. It's great to have that KBOO sticker. You know, when you see that KBOO sticker on cars and trucks across the region.
And bikes.
And bikes. Those are people who have contributed to KBOO. Those are people who are in on it. And here it is, almost May Day, a wonderful time for you to decide that you want to be a part of it too, and you want your own KBOO bumper sticker. 877-500-5266 or a hoodie. Heck,
it's just kind of chilly day today. You might need a hoodie.
And it's going to be chilly off and on. You know how it is in this region, and you kind of need a hoodie. And this is a wonderful hoodie that we're offering. It has a terrific graphic on front with the radio tower and a big red star just to be militant. 877-500-5266 and $20. If you got $20 right now, you'll probably have $20 next month, which means that you can be a $240 contributor to KBOO and have one of those
major
hoodies,
donor,
which is the only way you can get it. If you see a hoodie, that's someone who's kicking down every month. You could be one of those people. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266.
You don't want to be walking down the street and just admiring those people with the hoodies and saying, wow, wow, they're the ones that are bringing me KBOO Community Radio every month. No, you want to be one of them. You want to be one of us. You want to be the hoodie wearer. $20 a month. It's really not too much to ask. I mean, it seems like a lot when you say it, you know, $240. Oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money. But $20 a month, not too bad.
It's
doable.
It.
I've heard Ani say that you
do it. I do it because so I wanted the hoodie.
We got the hoodie.
I do it too. I believe Teresa does as well.
And I want to hear from the first timers. Come on, be a first timer and say, look, I am taking the plunge. I'm going to be an owner of this radio station. 877-500-5266.
And I thank you so much, Cenka and Teresa. I want to get back to Peter here. Peter Linebaugh is the professor emeritus of history and author of many a book, including the latest, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day, a collection of essays that you have written over the years, and looking at May Day from so many angles, so many perspectives. I have to say, it was such a joy to read this book, as May Day has been my favorite holiday since I was a teenager, because what's not to love about May Day? Thank you, Peter, for hanging out on the line with us.
You're welcome. Hooray, hooray, the 1st of May. Outdoor loving begins today.
Yes, indeed. A fine traditional take on the day. And certainly life-affirming and of the commons, as, you know, in Beltane, the Celtic holiday, the Celtic take, and throughout the British Isles areas, this was a time of fertility. This was a time where people would celebrate with great abandon, far into the night with bonfires.
Yes.
And some pairing up was happening, let's just say, in that way of fertility rites everywhere.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
And I love how, you know, that greening, the renewal of the year, that energy is always with us. And now we get to the second part, right? So we've looked at the green of May Day. Let's look at the black and the red of May Day. You were just mentioning the Haymarket Martyrs as we looked at our fundraising. And I think that that would be a good place to stay for just a moment. One of those martyrs, Albert Parsons, is a very interesting character, and you have in one of your essays you talk about George Rorick, who in speaking to the University of Massachusetts to observe May Day on the 100th anniversary of Haymarket, emphasized that Albert Parsons, he emphasized that he was in fact in his earlier life a soldier for the Confederacy, for the slave owners, and fought for the South during the Civil War, and then went on to come to consciousness, to actually marry Lucy Parsons and become one of the Haymarket martyrs. And you write, Rorick wanted to emphasize that human beings change owing not to circumstances. I'm sorry, human beings change owing to circumstances, owing to one another. We do not change just as we please. It takes agitation, education, and organization. And I thought that was a wonderful, again, affirming way to look at it. People, we can agitate and we can motivate each other to strive for that world where workers are respected and where we don't toil for the ruling class any longer.
And moreover, George Rorick would always emphasize not to give up on those who disagree with you. That is, to keep arguing, to keep discussion going, because people can change and people do change. And so this was just as Albert Parsons changed from being a slaver fighting for the slave power to fighting against the slavers, that is the Gilded Age capitalists of Chicago. He asked at the trial, what is socialism or anarchism? And he answered, briefly stated, it is the right of the toilers to the free and equal use of the tools of production and the right of the producers to their product. There was a simple, clear statement, and he hanged for that, for those views. Also hanged with him was August Spies, mm-hmm. who said this, there will come a time when our silence will be more powerful than the voices you strangle today. And this has happened, hasn't it? That even though they were snuffed out, their life was brought to a conclusion in a violent and dishonest way, the goals and the ideals of Albert Parsons were carried forth by his wonderful widow, Lucy Parsons, and also by workers in the other parts of the world who honored these martyrs for the eight-hour struggle.
And we see May Day around the world being celebrated as a workers' holiday.
Yes.
But not so much here.
With the first great workers' rebellion in the Soviet Union, not rebellion, but revolution, May Day soon was disoriented, degraded, and into a military holiday when the Soviet Union would parade vast missiles and engines of destruction through the streets. So many people, so it became part of the Cold War. And Eisenhower, in response, changed May Day from a workers' holiday to Law Day. In some ways, the exact opposite, mm-hmm. because it was a lawless action of the police and the Chicago judicial authorities that led to the hanging, and they were subsequently and posthumously pardoned by Altgeld, the governor of Illinois. But this is a very important story for us to remember now in 2016. When I think, again, we need to have a coalition of many different kinds of people to answer the questions, what is democratic socialism? What is a political revolution? These are questions that have come up even in the presidential campaign.
Yeah, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, well, we must begin thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that Albert Parsons can help us, and Lucy Parsons, and August Spies, among others. But on May Day, we think of them in particular.
Well, and changing it to Law Day, I mean, how uncelebratory is that? You just don't get more less celebratory than Law Day.
A bit dry for the time of year, let's just say.
Yes, to put it mildly.
And of course, you know, the U.S. having our Labor Day declared, in September is sort of the opposite feel, you know, as we go into the fall, as we are at, you know, not quite right angles, but pretty close, to the rest of the world and worker empowerment.
Yeah, the story there is Grover Cleveland was running for office, and he needed the support of trade unionists, even in the 1890s. So he couldn't just abolish Labor Day, but what he could do was to separate it from the rest of the world. And so he changed May Day as a worker's holiday, and as you say, made it the 1st of September. And then he said, our duty on the 1st of September is not to march with our unions and our brothers and sisters, and people who are not in union, but casual workers, home workers. It's not for workers. What he said was go out and shop. That's always the answer. Remember,
business as usual. Yes,
yes. 9/11. Go shopping. As if this is the normal.
This will help
thing.
Us all.
Retail therapy. It's all you need, folks.
Oh yeah. My! Well, let's get to some analysis. Actually, I love your discussion of the point of the pick and the seeds of the bowl. The analysis and the synthesis, the inanimate and the animate coming together, as we look at our history and as we look at, for a path forward. Can you talk a little bit about that concept of the analysis and the synthesis, the point of the pick and the seeds of the bowl? Where'd you get those concepts?
Well, analysis means taking things apart, and synthesis means putting things together. And these are terms used in, I think, by philosophers and logicians. And I got two images to think of them instead. The bowl of seeds, that's the most precious thing maintained generally by women in their communities, to save aside some seeds for the following year's planting and harvest. And so the destruction and the taking away of the seed, taking away of that bowl, is a major step in expropriation, because as well as a major step in the development of patriarchy, because it takes away from the power of women the power of food for future generations. And then the point of the pick comes, has a more masculinist register to it. This comes is a term that the great Welsh coal miner, Aneurin Bevan, used. He wanted to say that all of history and everything starts with a point of the pick. That is, the miner's tool at working underground at the coal face, picking out by brute strength coal rock from the face. And, of course, that's coal is the basis. It's long-term basis of energy, you know, from millions of years ago, and then is then brought up to the Earth's surface, and now, as we know, up into the sky, so that the whole world has been turned upside down, so to speak. But what Aneurin Bevan, and just to remind everybody, Aneurin Bevan is the founder of National Health. He's the one who made healthcare free for all people in the British Isles. And this is part back in the 1940s. In any case, he himself had been a miner and came from a miner's community. So he knew whereof he spoke. And I use the term point of the pick instead of saying analysis, just as another way of saying, let's get down to earth. Let's get down to the basic. As you were saying earlier in the discussion, let's consider the commons in our own locality. You know, rather than as a general idea. It has to have practical meaning. And so that, in a way, is why I was using that metaphor, mm-hmm. point of the pick. And to remind us also, I think even more important, Anik, is, you know, as I wrote in Counterpunch today, to remember Marikana in South Africa. This is where the miners produce platinum, essential to the catalytic converter, and thus it abates somewhat the poisons that come from automobile civilization, you know, that depends on oil, gasoline, and throws out these horrible fumes. But the catalytic converter deals with those fumes by platinum, but the platinum comes from South Africa, and in South Africa it comes from the toil of the men and women communities responsible for miles underground bringing it to the surface. And in 2012, between 30 and 40 of those miners were shot dead by the authorities. And so to me, both the red theme and the green theme is united in that story.
Absolutely.
And for us, I think on this, for me, we need to think about, you know, Black Lives Matter in relationship to this story of the red and the green. Who does the labor around the world by which on which we depend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And how do the international capitalists continuously lower the basement for workers'
shame,
rights around the world?
Shame, shame, shame.
Right.
Shame on them.
And right, and it's that whole breaking of the international solidarity as we pit worker against worker in different countries, and that sort of thing. And it's probably time for us to look at the workers in this area supporting community radio, right? Because this is that resource that tries to support us all as we take apart our history, as we use our analysis to actually build the path forward and make the world a better place. That's what we're about here on KABU. That's why you're calling 877-500-5266 so you can actually take tangible action this morning to make the world a better place. How often do you get to do that? Every morning? No, probably not. You could, but this is a really easy way to get it done right now. 877-500-5266. Give us a ring. Teresa, what do we got going on?
Well, we've been having pretty steady calls, so we're moving towards the goal, and I don't know the exact mark.
Excellent. We like the walking towards the goal.
Yes, and it's been quite encouraging, and it's always encouraging for me to come to Membership Drive and to see this phenomenon go down because, you know, this we're all together actually doing something about our world and actually doing something about history and about how it affects what we do and how we do things today. I'd like to thank Anne from Northeast Portland, who loves Lark in the Morning. I'd like to thank Matt from, it looks like Poly Green or Pure Green in Northeast Portland, who gave online at kbo.fm. Fran from Portland has increased her membership, and not only that, it's done in the sustaining membership manner. A little bit every
Super
month.
Fantastic.
You can do that. Barbara Baker has renewed her pledge. She's from Southeast Portland, and you can call 877-552-6666, 877-500-KABU, and you can call from New York. You can call from Dallas. You can call from Malala, and it all works. 877-500-KABU, 877-552-6666. Now, you've been hearing about this work of history, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day by Peter Linebaugh, who's on the line. And this is listed as an essential compendium of reflections, but I've looked at it, and it's a pretty nice little poetic chaplet. And, it's not poetry per se. What do you call it? Do you call it prosody? I can't remember what you call this, but anyway, it's quite a fine read, and you'll enjoy having it. You can have it just by calling us up and pledging $6.25 a month. I mean, that is so little. If you've got $6.25 in your account right now, you'll probably have it next month, right? So just join up on KABU. You'll feel so good about that, and then you'll get your copy of The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. Now, seriously, this is how we do it, and it has to be you. It has to be you right now understanding that this has fallen on your shoulders, and KBOO is important to you, and it's important, obviously, to the community. It changes the community. It changes the community through bringing out the truth and bringing out these histories and bringing out what's actually happening in the world, bringing out left analysis, bringing out more varieties of analysis and more people than just what you hear on the mainstream corporate media, which can be rather confining, as you know. I mean, I dare you to turn on the television tonight and you'll just feel stifled. But you don't feel that way listening to KB, and that's because we're supported by you. Year after year after year, it does have an effect. Who funds us? We don't have to worry about offending some big donor. We just represent you. 877-500-5266. If not you, who? If not now, when? 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. We love to give out these premiums, and we love to give out the t-shirts. We have the Flower Tower t-shirt done by our own artist, Chris Andre. We've got KBOO versus the Mediazillas done by Matt Worker, very much a friend of KBOO. It's a very colorful t-shirt. Those are both for just getting your feet wet sort of contributions at $5 a month. How about doing that? 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO, 877 is the toll-free number. I used to say every now and then accidentally that 877 was our 800 number, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But
but it's toll-free. You get the idea.
That's where I was going with that. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Right, Lynn?
Absolutely. That is the number. We have to just keep calling it 877-500-5266.
Oh, I see. It works when you say the number.
Apparently so. Who knew?
She's a little magic. KBOO.fm is the other way you can join us this morning. You can come down to 20 Southeast 8th, just off of Burnside, between Burnside and Ankeny. We'd love to meet you. Give you the tour of the station. I will I'll talk to you for a long time about May Day and my love for it. It'd be great to just welcome you into the family this way. Anyway, do pick up the phone. It's probably easiest for you to just give a ring right now, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Looking to raise $900 this morning for Positively Revolting, and together we can make that happen. Please do make the phone ring, 877-500-5266, $5 a month, $10 a month. I suggest an hour's wage every month, because that's a nice way to keep things even throughout the community, everyone doing what they can. If you are somebody who can do a little more than that, that's fantastic. Please do. But do give a call right now and participate. 877-500-5266.
Terrence has called from Estacada, increasing his monthly donation. Thank
you,
Terrence.
Way to go, Terrence.
And I hope Terrence increased enough to get one of those fine hoodies. Nice. Well, it's just got such a nice texture. It's a black hoodie, and it's a zip-up, which is very handy if you've ever tried to put on the other kind of hoodie, because that hood just kind of, first thing you'll do is put it on backwards so the hood goes over your face.
Oh, no, that's right? You, Teresa. That's you.
That's you.
Darling, I've seen your dress. Okay, 877-500-5266, the number to call. You can also help Teresa dress, actually, for a contribution. 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm. Thank you.
That sounds kind of kinky. I can go for it, though.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for being there.
You bet.
And we're back with Peter Linebaugh this morning. Thank you so much, Peter, again, for hanging on. And this is Positively Revolting. We are a talk radio show every Friday morning here on your community radio station, where we look at building the new world from the ashes of the old, right?
Right.
That's sort of our ongoing theme here every Friday morning. So we're delighted to have you with us. As let's look at exactly that. How, in looking at our long history of May Day and seeing it both as a celebratory day as well as a day of struggle and a day of focus on ending the struggle, how do we find a way forward? What can history teach us about a path of getting back, perhaps, to the commons, or building a new path to the commons?
I'm not sure.
All right.
But I know the first start is to begin talking with one another.
Yeah.
And doing it outside. Going for a walk with other people. We call it a march. But doing so in a way that we can get to know one another. that we can provide for one another's safety in conditions of danger, where we can provide for one another's nutrients, you know, with water and food. We can begin to share this way. I mean, this is one of the themes of Occupy. And then a second thing is to try to prevent wanton murder amongst us, to be solid with those who protest the police state. And this is the great significance of Black Lives Matter. So I think these, in these two ways, and then in welcoming people from around the world who have different and bigger experiences than we do in social change.
And for Americans to travel, please.
Yes, yes. I'd like to bring together, yes, who was it? Nelson Algren, also from Chicago, said taking a train journey was far better than writing another footnote.
Absolutely. That's lovely.
Yeah, so travel around the world. Mm. I used to advise my students at Toledo, I'd say, you know, forget about the paper. Be late with paper. Go to Canada instead. Mm-hmm. And then come back, because you could do that on a day or on a weekend, just to get out of the country and see how other people live and what they think and what their experience is. But I think we have experience, too, in North America. And if we don't go to the rest of the world, we can be sure the rest of the world will come here. And that's the importance of the undocumented worker. In fact, that's why the worker from around the world is undocumented. So that worker can be below, can be low, can be stigmatized. It's a new form of quasi-slavery, denying citizenship. So from undocumented worker, which is really a great resource, to Black Lives Matter, to Occupy, from these we have some experience that if we can find the means of sharing it with one another, we may be able to answer your question about how to go forward, about what the steps to take next.
And it is a question that does need to be answered together. It is a collaborative future that we want to build, and therefore we have to collaborate on that way forward, right?
Yes, and I think some people misunderstand May Day and say it's the French term for the international distress signal, May Day, May Day. But when you think about it, that's precisely the situation we're in.
Yeah, really.
You know, sitting alone by myself, I'm not going to get much done. And certainly we live in a condition of emergencies. You know, more and more people in my part of the country are committing suicide. Life expectancy is being reduced because of drug addictions. The water is being poisoned. You know, the air is polluted. We had something of a commons in a nearby town, but we've just learned that it's covered with PCBs underneath. So this is the emergency that we face, and this is the emergency we must determined and deliberately find some way out. And I think, Anna, that the way out has to do with talking with one another and beginning to share experiences and being fearless. I mean, not to be a slave is to dare and do. That was one of the slogans at Haymarket. Not to be a slave is to dare and do. Remember, this is right after the 13th Amendment, right after the tremendous victory that we accomplished in the USA, or the so-called USA, led by African Americans, led by people like John Brown, and then Abraham Lincoln will come and work with it. Slavery is abolished. We can do such things. Si se puede.
Absolutely. And just with a few moments left, if we could look at, you know, that's actually a beautiful place to just sort of wrap things up. I am encouraged. You know, we have a history. Of course, there's actions this Sunday in Portland and all over. We have this history of boisterous celebrations of May Day locally and all over, as for at least the last 130 years. But we, again, looking at the way forward, knowing that we cannot just struggle against, we have to build anew. And I think that that is something that we often forget as we march for workers' rights, as we fight against toil, we often actually bring more toil on. And I find that ironic at best.
Good point.
So I think just emphasizing that at this time of year, as we struggle against the struggle, right, that it's important to remember to dance and to sing and to celebrate and to affirm life, because that is, in fact, the point. That is,
beautiful,
in fact, why we don't want to just give our labor away for the ruling elite, why we, in fact, dare not to be slaves.
No, the whole world needs a rest. We need a rest. And especially the earth needs a rest. This is the meaning of Jubilee. And we got to slow down and stop. And the people who can stop it are us.
Peter Limbaugh, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Positively Revolting. We do have that power, and we have it when we vision together and when we work together to make it so.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you so much. We hope to talk to you again, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Happy May Day.
Happy May Day. And that was Peter Limbaugh, the author of The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. You've been hearing his message here on Positively Revolting. Slightly before that, you heard him on Democracy Now!, because great minds do think alike. And we are asking for your support for KABU Community Radio. Right now is the time to make it happen. You can get a copy of this book. I got to say, I loved it. I didn't actually want to say this with Peter on the line, but I actually you can ask Teresa, it's true. I actually walked around my living room orating from this book half of this week, okay? I did. Because, in fact, I find the words inspiring, I find them invigorating, and I really recommend you get a copy. When you dial 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, or online, you can join us at kboo.fm. Hi, Teresa.
Having a little logistical frustration back here. It seems that the radio flyer just won't go where it's supposed to go. But that's radio for you.
Goodness.
I would like to thank Margaret from Portland, who's called in with a new membership.
Yay,
and
Margaret.
Keith has called in, let's see, from Corvallis.
Fantastic.
And they join Fran from Portland, increasing membership. Barbara Baker has called in to renew. Terrence from Estacada, Liz from Portland, and from Northeast Portland. Matt from Pure Green. Gave online at kboo.fm. Linda from Clackamas has renewed. And Emma from Scappoose has called in. Thank you, all of you, so much for
super
joining
fantastic.
KBO. I just like to ring that bell. The number to call, 877-500-5266. We have brought in at least 656.
Have you
indeed? I'm getting sort of old.
You're
German
a little giddy.
Style.
You've brought in what?
We have brought in 656. We've got more than that, actually.
This is fantastic.
And the goal is 900, so that means we're getting really close, and you can be the person to put us over the goal.
Please put us over the top.
Thank you, dear listeners.
500 something.
But it would be 5266.
Oh, yeah, 877-500-5266.
Help Teresa
spells KBOO. You can get a copy of the book, and the book is going out. People are getting copies of the book, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day by Peter Limbaugh.
You know, whoever said those who do not, it's up for grabs who said those who do not read history are condemned to relive it.
Wasn't it Santana?
True. Okay. But it's true. History is important. It is important to know from where things come from. And this is great because May Day is such a weird, suppressed, convoluted thing. Get the straight stuff about it.
May Day is the antithesis of capitalism. It really is.
Yes, which is why it has been so perverted in its law day.
Yes. Oh, my God. It is a great little collection of essays written over the years. Rebecca Solnit writes about it. She says ideas can be beautiful too, and the ideas Peter Limbaugh provokes And maps are dazzling reminders of what we have been and who we could be. That's right, because the past, in fact, is prologue, right? That's the other cliche I'm grabbing for this morning. Please do give a call right now and support Community Radio. Support Positively Revolting. Again, the show that decries the injustices of this world as we build anew from its ashes, because another world is not only possible, another world is absolutely necessary. 877-500-5266. There are alternatives. We are here to talk about them. We are here to create that dialogue so that we can continue to inform each other and inspire each other to take positive, beautiful, wondrous action, leaps of faith to change our world. Because if not us, who, right? 877-500-5266, the number to call to join KBOO Community Radio this morning. You can do it. Be a part of this amazing, creative, passionate community. We need you. 877-500-5266 for your $5 a month contribution. You can become a sustaining member of KBOO, and you can make sure that your participation continues going all year long, all year round, knowing that you are supporting your community. With one call right now, 877-500-5266. How we doing, Teresa?
This is Henry Kissinger.
No. We do not let him on the show. No.
It would be entirely inappropriate.
877-500-5266.
Quite a circus around here, but the phone is ringing.
And we love that. Come on in. The water's fine. 877-500-5266. When you sing little cartoon songs?
That's Cecil's Circus March.
Oh, I always wondered what that was called.
Cecil's. 877-500-5266.
The things I learn on my own show.
Yeah.
What is this again? 877-500-5266.
And as I said before, 877-500-KBOO. Now let me just lay this description on you of the book, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day by Peter Linebaugh. It's an essential compendium of reflections on the glorious occasion of May 1st, the International May Day holiday, a day which once made the rich and powerful cower in fear and caused Parliament to ban the Maypole. I just love that part.
You know,
banning the Maypole.
I wasn't sure that we'd have time to get to this, but I do want to read a couple verses. On May Day in 1980, Peter Linebaugh has in this fantastic book, The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day, he quotes a poem that was penned by a former Buick automaker from Detroit, known by the name of Mr. Toad, who sat on a picnic table on May Day of 1980 and penned the following lines. It's a long poem. I won't take the whole thing, but no more women who are less than free, no, or of men who cannot learn to see. Their power steals their humanity and makes us all less than we can be. For teachers who learn and students who teach and schools that are kept beyond the reach of provosts and deans and chancellors and such, and Xerox and Kodak and Shell Royal Dutch, an end to the shops that are dark and dingy, an end to the bosses, whether good or stingy, an end to work that produces junk, an end to the junk that produces work, and an end to all in charge, the jerks. For all who dance and sing, loud cheers. For prophets of doom, we send some jeers. To our friends and lovers, we give free beers. And to all who are here, a day without fears. So on this 1st of May, we all should say that we will either make it or break it. Or to put it another way, let's take it easy, but let's take it.
You had me at beer.
Studs Terkel always used the end of that poem.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, he did. At the end of his show.
It is long quoted.
Another fine, I was going to say humanitarian, but that's not it. Proletariat. Radio personality, Studs Terkel.
And I got to say, in this book, I found that Studs Terkel, as a very young man, hung out with Lucy Parsons as she was stumping after...
Of course, he hung out with everybody at some point.
After her husband was martyred. Okay, excellent. I mean, it's a full circle sort
of
deal.
Golly, we're getting short on time, so
877-500-5266.
Call in like lions after slumber in an unvanquishable number. Shake your chains to earth like dew, which in sleep had fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few. 877-500-5266.
We'll do more poetry if you don't contribute.
Yeah, Poetry of the Revolution. That's a show coming up. Okay. Uh-huh. But in the meantime, do make the phones ring. It's music to our ears. 877-500-5266. This is Positively Revolting. We do depend on you, our listeners, to support this program and KBOO in general, because without you, really, we can't do it. It is you that allows us to be fiercely independent and in-your-face radio. It is you, dear listeners, that pick up the bill, that keep the lights on, that keep the signal flowing. You do it because you are our grassroots support. And grassroots support is what allows and encourages that kind of defiance, that kind of independence, that kind of in-your-face attitude that you tune to for KBOO Public Affairs and news and information and all that kind of stuff. 877-500-5266.
Vancouver, make the number ring. It. Put us over the top, 877-500-5266. I see that Per Fogring is here and ready to pitch on the next show, but that's the next show, and this is Positively Revolting. And,
still have 2 minutes, people.
Yeah, it's
time.
You
can do it. Come on.
877-500-5266 is the number, and the book is The Incomplete True Authentic.
It suddenly got very quiet back there.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You know, it was just like...
It was riotous just a moment ago.
It was riotous, and, you know, the radio flyer was moving back and forth, and all of a sudden it's like a church. But that's a great time to call, 877-500-5266. We're quietly lighting candles back here, putting our hoods on, and waiting for that first holy call.
I think you mean putting your... Your sacred vestment of hoodie on.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
so
I just got handed coming up, we're going to be listening about
Reverend Billy.
Challen. Yeah, $244 to go. It could be you.
Speaking of church.
877-552-66.
Make the phone ring. Dear people, good people, please, 877-500-5266. Do call and support us now. We are out and we'll be back next week.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, a Mexican and American restaurant, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Monday, at 6433 Southeast Foster Road. Lunch was provided by an anonymous donor.